Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, were we bamboozled yet again yesterday? I was talking about how Christina Aguilera, Christina Applegate was essentially on her deathbed.
Yeah.
The rumor mill was floating around. TMZ was talking about it. Well, she shared an update yesterday, thanking everyone for the outpouring of love and well wishes. And she says, health issues are a constant for me, but I'm a strong chick and I'm getting stronger and better every day.
Oh, that's good to hear.
I guess she's not on death's door. So.
Which is good.
That is great. She also posted a picture of a coffee mug with a her book, You with the Sad Eyes. Katie, have you read that yet?
I haven't read that one. No,
I'd
A lot about it. I would, too. I've heard a lot about it. And she was one of my favorite actresses growing up. Like,
same.
You know? So
I saw her with Anchorman 1 and 2, and I loved her.
Yes.
Like, that was my childhood right there.
So I really hope that she just recovers, at least, you know, from what she was dealing with.
We should start a book club, Katie, and we'll get some people together.
I would love that.
That changed my mind.
Okay. Well, that lasted not at all.
Yeah, because I feel book clubs should involve like some sort of cocktails and stuff, and I think you can't do that. You can't.
No.
So,
well,
I'm out.
Drink tea.
That's all you can have as a cop. Like,
it's probably the only reason I would show up.
I could drink other things.
To hang out with a bunch of ladies and have cocktails.
Okay.
You'd be over there. Buzzkill. Okay. Sabrina Carpenter brought out Madonna at Coachella, and people are talking about this because they're watching the videos. They're going back and watching all this, and they're all like, why is nobody dancing? It's Sabrina Carpenter and Madonna. And if you look a little closer, it's just another example of people being connected to their phones and not living in the moment, because every single person in the crowd was just standing there filming the iconic moment.
They're probably searching who Madonna was.
Dude,
they have no idea.
Be it too. I don't know.
No idea who she was.
But yeah, I saw some of these, and it's totally one of those moments where you're not present. You're not living in the moment. Instead, you're standing there filming instead of dancing and having the time of your life. It's a little sad.
It is. I'm so glad that I grew up in a time where phones, at least cell phones, were non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how to enjoy live music
in a crowd.
You know? So, yeah.
I catch myself from time to time, like if we go see a concert at Ball Arena or something, and I pull out my phone to like film it, I'm like, you know
why?
What? I'm not.
You know,
back in the pocket.
So I went to the Sublime concert this weekend, and I filmed my favorite ones just so I could put them in a playlist for my workout. And I have the live concert version of my favorite songs now.
Oh.
That is a
I
was like, okay.
The quality? That was the quality of the song?
Well, I just wanted to relive being there live, right?
Mm.
So that's it. I mean, it's still the song. I'm still hearing the song. It's just in a different version.
That's very unique. I've never heard of anybody doing that.
I didn't either.
Like, here's what I'm going to do.
I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Then I'm going to listen to it on my run, and I love it.
I like that, yeah.
Yay.
For me, the concert videos are up there with the filming the fireworks on the 4th of July.
I know.
At what point in your life are you going to be like, let's go back and watch the fireworks show from 04?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
The time
you have
life.
Never heard anyone say, oh, I've never seen that firework before.
Yeah. Nobody is saying
no
that.
No one says that.
So more news about Madonna as well. She's seeking help recovering her vintage stage costume that disappeared after her performance with Sabrina Carpenter. She wore items from her personal archives dating back 20 years to her 06 Coachella appearance, including a purple corset. A jacket, a dress, stockings, boots, gloves, gone.
Oh, no.
They're part of her history, she wrote in her Instagram story. So somebody snagged those and ran off with them.
Apparently someone did know who she was.
I'm putting these on eBay, so going on. I'm going to play you a little taste of some music that just came out. It is from an artist who has sadly passed away. I'll see if you can guess who it is. Here you go.
And you wrote every day.
Makes you want to get into a bathtub with a plugged-in toaster, right? Does it pick up? Ooh. That's Prince, you guys.
That's not Prince. That's not Prince. What?
Prince. A single released from some unreleased recordings. It's called With This Tear. I'm crying when I listen to it.
Oh. But that's Prince.
Oh, man.
See,
that'll make
again,
you want to drive into
a
wall.
No, it doesn't. It gives me goosebumps.
Does
like
it?
Prince has a voice of an
gives
angel.
Gives me indigestion.
And that's untapped Prince right there. I want to hear more.
You really?
I do. I do.
That's
I want to
up there with
whole
Let Me
song.
Watch Those Fireworks movies again.
Yeah. Come on.
I don't see I've anyone never... saying, hey, let's listen to that new Prince.
I want to listen to
music.
That whole song. I'm going to listen to this on my run. Tomorrow.
Really? I don't know if it's running music.
I'm gonna listen to this when I make myself throw up after a night of drinking.
This is going to be me running down Yosemite.
Oh, God.
No.
It's okay.
It's up there with like listening to Adele or something.
Yeah, again, a voice of an angel.
Ooh, that's rough. All right, what's the sports stuff?
Cool. Well, this was exciting. A Colorado Rockies fan went viral after a foul ball from Dodger slugger Teoscar Hernandez was hit directly towards him. And he had caught the foul ball with one hand, which is impressive in and of itself. But the other impressive feat was that in his other hand, he was holding his baby.
He had a baby.
Daughter,
a baby.
His daughter, couple-month-old daughter, in his left arm. And he made the catch with one hand. And, Jer, I did grab sound for this. I don't know if you have it. You might have
you
to find
told
it. I know. I did not give you a heads up at all. It's it's okay. We don't have to talk about it at all. It's fine. But the impressive thing was that he caught it with one arm with the baby in his hand and didn't allow the baby to get hit at all. Like,
that's
unbelievable. The crowd went crazy, and he said he didn't even think anything of it because he was like, I just had the ball coming directly at me. It was more of a reflex, essentially. And then he said the crowd went wild around him. He goes, oh, yeah, I guess what I did was kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. There's always they pop up from time to time, these dads. I saw one dad who was holding a beer and a baby and still caught the ball.
Yeah.
And didn't spill his beer.
No, they're impressive.
Yeah, like, very impressive.
It's the dad power kind of thing.
That baby, exactly. And I love how the baby was all, like, drooling on the ball after, too. Like,
yes, yeah. Oh, directly to the child's mouth. Yeah. He did give the ball to it was Joshua Tartar, I believe, was his name. So shout out to him. Like the sauce.
Yes.
You're a great dad, and you protected your baby, which is awesome.
Did. And go Rockies.
Well, they got
No, we don't need to talk about that. We do need to talk about Denver being the number one city for accidental landlords. Isn't that a funny
term?
What does that mean?
So that means people who are trying to sell their home, but they don't get a good enough offer, so instead they end up renting it. They say, again, Denver is the number one city in the country for this, followed by Houston and then Austin. And experts are like, yeah, the market will bounce back. And blah, 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 blah. But right now, if you're renting, this is an important story to remember because a lot of landlords, I dealt with this when I was in Grand Junction. Our landlord just, you know, for their side hustle, wanted to rent out a house. It's a lot more work to rent out a house than just let's make some extra money, honey. You know, because if a water heater goes out, you only have so many days to replace it. Like, there's a lot of rules you have to follow being a landlord. So if you are going to do it.
I was a landlord for a while.
Yeah.
We had a place that we rented out. And,
And I'm sure there were moments where it was too much of a hassle for what it was worth, right? Like, not all the time.
When one of the guys moved out from the place, we had to go in and, like, clean a lot of stuff. I was like, okay.
Yeah. You don't want to clean up someone else's crap and how much
money.
And
then we had a renter in there who reached out when his lease was up, and he said, hey, I would actually like to buy this place. And we were like, okay.
You know what? You can have it.
Easy.
And yeah, that's what they're saying is a lot of people are just doing this until the market gets back up or, again, somebody will make an offer that they'll accept. But, hey, there you go. If you have a new landlord, now you know why. How about this one? Walmart plans to revamp 18 Colorado locations.
Mine was one of
them. Yeah, we were talking about how they've really upped their game at Walmart,
so
rolling
nice
back prices and then some. But you can expect things like an enhanced shopping experience with wider aisles, expanded order pickup services, updated vision centers, and private consultation areas in the pharmacy and vision areas. But we were talking about how like they have entire bedrooms set up now. Like,
yeah, well, mine has a whole dining room,
exactly.
Like right in the back. There's like a whole table and chairs, and it's like it's kind of like got the old school department store feel.
Absolutely.
But still a Walmart. You know?
It's still a Walmart, but I mean, we never had the whole bed set up before, you know? So it is
neat.
They've
expanded their toy section, too, for grown men who still collect toys. But
do they have He-Man now?
They had He-Man.
Okay.
I was in there just this past weekend.
Yeah?
It's a great day.
I took a peek. He-Man.
Well, that's like, part of their $450 million upgrades.
Part of the problem is my wife was with me, and she said no.
had to sneak off.
I got to sneak in. No, you I'm going to sneak in later this week.
You're going to have to.
Yeah, don't tell her.
So they're going to be doing that remodeling across Colorado over the next 5 years. So expect a lot of different locations to be upgraded and changed. The Colorado Rattlesnake Den is back.
I was watching the live cam.
Yes, giving you the heebie-jeebies. Are emerging from their hibernation now. So, and yeah, people love watching them. I mean, this rattlesnake cam is so popular.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They were on their hibernation journey.
Well, that engagement, though, people wanting to watch was part of the reason they started it. It's out of Cal Poly. Professor Emily Taylor is the one who's really got this going. She studied rattlesnakes for 25 years, and she noticed that a lot of the research they had concerning rattlesnakes were when they knew humans were around them, right? So they knew that there were people around, so maybe they didn't exhibit the behaviors that were normal to them because of the humans. So that's why they started these cams, so that they just think they're by themselves. So this is their normal behavior.
Gotcha.
And we get to see it. I just thought it was fascinating, but more of an observing tactic.
They have little dance parties.
They do,
exactly. They're smoking cigarettes.
Little snake hats.
Foul mouthed.
This is so much fun.
There's a bunch of swingers.
We have a link on our Facebook page, so Jeremy, Katie, Josh, if you want to go check out that rattlesnake.
I'm looking at it now.
It is really interesting.
Don't want to fall in that. And they keep the area quiet and private, and they don't let
it's undisclosed.
Yeah. Because you don't want to go over there and poke them or anything.
Well, no. You definitely don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of rattlesnakes out there, so be aware.
Swingers.
And then just one more thing. Remember we told you about the speed cameras that they've been putting up north of the cities. This is I-25 between Meade and Berthoud. Here's your second warning, because 28,000 drivers were busted for going too fast by these cameras. So again, these are all the warnings that they found. They're still tallying those final numbers, but it does look like they're going to start charging people with fines. So just slow down is what they're asking you. And those fines will start at $75. So open your wallet if you're going to be going fast. Exactly. But there you go. There's
might
your
be time to
high.
Bump up the speed limit.
No,
I would agree with that. I would agree with
what
that.
Do you
yeah.
mean?
Just let them go faster.
Well,
bump it up to 85.
Yeah, let them go 85.
The reason they're going slower is because there's been so many accidents in that area. And so the fact that they're making people
pay.
Because
they see the speed cameras and they slam on their brakes.
No, and 90% of tickets have went down now since they put these cameras into effect. So
I'm team bump it up.
Bump
it up. 95 is what I'm saying.
No, they're keeping us safe, guys. I like what they're doing.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.